Father, we thank you for the declarations, Lord, this day, that this is the day that you have made. We thank you, Father God, we decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelical visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the Lord is the love of the Lord surround us and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding and take all understanding and take us over right now, O God. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Prophetess Darlene, will you open up the line so that we may speak in our heavenly language? Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to come boldly into your presence by means of the blood of Jesus and the finished work of Calvary. We thank you today for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you today for redeeming our life from destruction. We thank you today for the opportunity, O God, to intercede, to pray for our brothers and sisters. Father, we lift up every partner, every friend in ministry, a part of this ministry, friends of this ministry. And we thank you today, O God, that you reign supreme over every circumstance and situation. And Lord, we come, Lord God, interceding for those that are in need, those that are sick in their bodies, those that have court cases before them, those that are in the valley of decision, Lord God, those that are in the place of turmoil and chaos. And we speak the peace of God. We speak the reign and the rule of Jesus. And we say, Jesus, be Lord in every situation and circumstance. Father, we pray for those that are sick in their bodies. And we thank you today that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we thank you for setting us free from the law of sin and death. We thank you for setting us free from premature death and sickness in the body, sickness in the mind and in the spirit. We speak the healing power of God flow from Calvary into the lives of those that are sick in their body. And we proclaim healing and deliverance in their bodies in the name of Jesus. For certainly Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Therefore, we are dead to sin and alive unto God, and by his stripes we are healed and made whole. We thank you that Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. Therefore, we give no place for sickness. We give no place for pain, and we decree health and healing and wholeness in the body in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the new day that you have made, God. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are thankful to be alive, God, and thankful to be on the call, God, lifting up our voices to you. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, and we thank you for hearing our prayers, God, and for covering us. Oh, God, thank you for each and every prophet on the line, each and every person listening in on the line. Bless them, God. Strengthen them in their bodies. Bless them in their minds. Just bless them, God. And I thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, and for all of your provisions, God. And God, I ask you to remember Jeanette Applewhite and her family, Naya Applewhite, specifically, God, teenager who's lost and who needs your help. But God, strengthen her and bring her to you, oh God. I also ask you for Gabriella Caraballo, the child that I tutor, Lord. Just look upon her, God, having seizures, God, touch her body. Touch her body in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are the healer and the maker of that child. You made all of us, God. And you know everything about our bodies and how we work and what's going on in our bodies. And I ask you to just strengthen all of us, God. And look upon those names on the sick list, God. Those who are sick and shut in, God. Touch their bodies and their minds. You are the healer, God, and you have set the leaves on the trees for the healing of the nations, God. You are the great I am, the great physician. Oh, God, you are the healer and the maker of our souls. Bless us, Lord, and thank you for our blessings. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and their vision in allowing us to come together to pray, God. There's so much that needs to be prayed about, God. But I thank you for the Holy Ghost who gives us utterance when we don't know what to pray. Thank you, God, for your covering. In Jesus' name, I bless you. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you once again that we are granted the opportunity to come before your throne, boldly making our request known unto you. I thank you for the love. I thank you for the compassion. I thank you for the unity on this phone line right now. I thank you in advance for the prayers that are being answered, Lord. I thank you for ordering our footsteps and directing our paths, for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the new direction, and I thank you for the increase as well. Lord, I thank you for the uncommon favor. I thank you for touching each and every person on this line for morning and new morning and the dawning of the new day, and for the grace and mercies that we see. I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding as you continue to outpour your grace and mercy that surely endures forevermore. And Lord, I thank you for renewal of strength. And I thank you for covering our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Sarah Jordan. And thank you for the wonders that you do in their lives and the works that you are steadily performing. And thank you for moving mightily and boldly and swiftly in their lives as well. And Lord, I thank you for advancement, and I thank you for your abundant love. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, I thank you for strength. I thank you for the midnight call and for giving me a chance to pray and lift up your name. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing the family. Thank you for touching all family. Thank you, Lord, for showing your mercy and your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your strength. Thank you for my father and mother who are both alive. Thank you for strengthening the physical body. Thank you for doing and healing the body. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the presence of the United States and all the presence. Thank you for you put them there to be president of the country, to run the country. Thank you for them. Thank you for giving them wisdom, guidance. Thank you for the vice president too, Father God. I give you thanks and praise. Father, also, I put a hedge of protection over the elderly. Protect them now, for they are weak and they need your help and your protection, Lord. Put a hedge of protection over them. And also, Lord, the animals who are abusive, who can't defend themselves or won't defend themselves. But they're so faithful and loving. Father God, please put a hedge of protection over them too. And thank you, Lord, for my dog, Bruno. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for showing your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for those who are sick in their bodies. Thank you for touching each and every one of them, from the crown of the head to their toes. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, thank you for favor. Thank you for favor in the job situation. Thank you for giving me favor and for the check that's coming my way. Thank you for teaching me about money, how to understand. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for Pastor Jordan. Thank you for blessing them too and increasing and giving them strength. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic. And I give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that the heavens and earth are filled with your glory. So we cry, Hosanna in the highest, God. We come to worship you this evening, God, for we hunger and thirst after you. We hunger and thirst after righteousness and holiness, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are a holy people, God. And we thank you, Father God, we praise you, God, that we may be filled in your presence, God. With your presence. And Lord, we command our day to be plentiful, filled with peace, joy, and love, God, because we trust in you. We pray for our nation. We pray for unity amongst the brethren of all nations. And we pray for our government that righteous decisions will be made on behalf of the people, God. We thank you that you pour out, Father God, justice as well on the unjust as well as the just, God. We thank you that you are a deliverer, God, and we thank you that you came to set the captive free, God. We thank you, Father God, for moving by your Spirit, God, and giving us, Father God, a new day, God. We ask, Father God, for new wisdom every day, God, and we repent every day, Father God. We start with a clean and fresh canvas, Father God. We pray that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. And we pray that we will be vessels of honor, God, and that we will be pleasing in your sight, God. We come, Father God, this evening, God, that you will hear the effective prayers, Father God, of the righteous, God, and that you would honor each prayer, God, and that you would honor the prayer list. Remember every name that was called, and remember every household represented on the line, God. We pray for healing, Father God. We pray for deliverance. We pray for breakthrough. We pray for financial increase. We pray for creativity. We pray for right relationships. We pray for divine intervention, Father God. Ikalaboshata, in desolate places, God. We pray, Father God, for the poor, God. We pray for the fatherless and the widow woman, God. And we thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just thank you this day for having an opportunity to be in your presence along with the prophets at your throne, praying for the people worldwide. I thank you, Father God, for your wisdom and clarity. I thank you for the company of prophets worldwide. I thank you for poem that's shortly approaching. I thank you, Father God, for the hedge of protection over my son, Kevin Jr., as he traveled to and from, as he and all the truck drivers travel from state to state. I thank you for all the men in prison, Father. Keep them, speak with them, encourage them, use them for the other men. I thank you for Paul Nesbitt's early release, June 18, 2018. Protect meek males in this hour. I thank you for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating a space for us to come together as one to pray for your people. I thank you for the conversations of peace worldwide, new beginnings, new grace and mercy, new open doors. Thank you for the hedge of protection over the children and their comings and their goings worldwide. I thank you for all the mothers, and I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing of all those in the prayer request list. I thank you, Lord, for who you are, and I thank you for creating me. In the name of Jesus, I love you. Amen and amen.
Glory to your name, Father God. You are such an awesome, awesome God. You cover us, Father God, when we come and when we go. You cover us when we sleep, Father God. You watch over us, and we give you the praise, Father God. We thank you for everyone that is connected here on this prayer list tonight, Father God. Every name, every utterance, Father God, that spoke on tonight, Father God. Thank you, God, for the people on the list for their healing, Father God, already working, Father God, for their salvation, their deliverance, Father God, their protection, even in prison or in court situations. Thank you for favor, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you're filling them daily, Father God. You're giving us new mercies, Father God, and a new grace, Father God. We stand in the gap in a space, Father God, where maybe the lonely is, Father God, reaching and searching, Father God. Maybe those who cry out, Father God, for to be rescued, Father God, for those who might have been kidnapped tonight, Father God, that you cover them, that you send, Father God, your angels of direction for the people to find them, Father God, the children, Father God, who are being tormented in school and even outside of school and home situation, Father God, hear their cry, Father God, connect with them, Father God, send a rescuer, Father God, and we bless your name for that, God. We thank you for our financial miracles. We thank you for our companies and our business that you've elevated them financially, Father God. We thank you for our friends, Father God, who you've assigned with us that we can help them and they can help us along the way this journey. Thank you for our teachings, Father God, that we can sit on it and regurgitate them and bless other people with these teachings, Father God. Thank you for the prophets, Father God, that shall speak
speak a word that of healing, Father God, representing you here in this earth, Father God. Thank you for the leaders that are on their way to prophecology, Father God. Thank you for every ministry, Father God, connected here, and every ministry, Father God, just blowing a fresh new wind of anointing in their ministries in this hour, Father God. Strengthen those who are fasting, Father God, as they turn down their plates, Father God, reaching out, God, for you, for change, for miracles in their life, Father God. You can do it, Father God. You've done it before. You're doing it now. Somewhere in the world, you are doing miracles, Father God, and we receive even our miracles. Thank you, God, for our ancestors who stood in the gap for us, Father God, the ancestors that prayed that we should be saved and delivered, and, God, we should follow your law, Father God. We bless your name for that, God. We thank you for our homes, Father God. We give your name always the praise, God. You are just so awesome in our life, Father God. We lift your name, Father God. We lift your name, Father God. We lift and we praise you. Thank you, God, for Pastor Jordan and our leader, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Father God. Thank you for the Jordan dynasty. Bless and cover them. Bless and cover them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Priscilla.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, God. We thank you for being in the unity of one, God. You say where there's two or three touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. God, we are in agreement with your will being operated here on earth, God. We thank you because you are awesome and great. We are thanking because you are moving by your spirit tonight, God. Except you move, there won't be a move, God. We thank you because healing is in your wings, God. We speak healing right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone that's on that list, God, we decree and declare that they are already healed by your stripes, God. We thank you for your stripes that you shed on Calvary cross, God. We thank you tonight because you are awesome and great, God. We thank you for this new day, God. We are thanking for your will being manifested in operation in and through our life, God. You said you know the plans that you have for us, God. Plans to prosper us, God. We thank you for your plan today, God. We just thank you because you are awesome and great, God. We thank you for your mighty act, God. We thank you for this new day, God. Have your way today, God. You are the way, the truth, and the light, God. Lord, and we ask that you send forth laborers in the harvest, God, because you said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, God. Help us to become laborers in the harvest, God, that somebody may be delivered, God, that somebody may cry out and repent tonight, God. We just thank you right now, God. I thank you for this ministry, God. I thank you right now for Pastor Jordan, God. I thank you for his wife, God. I thank you for all the prophets on this phone, God. Thank you right now, God. I just bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Who is my rock? Who is my salvation? Who is my healer? He gives me strength for war and skill for battle. He is our loving ally, our fortress and our tower of safety, our deliverer. Therefore, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace, and take up the sword of the Spirit while praying in the power of the Holy Ghost. As we war against the devil with God, his word and endless as our confidence, we stand in firm agreement with Jesus. In Luke 10, where he said, I saw Satan fell like lightning. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. We know that apart from you, Lord, apart from you, my Father, Jesus Christ, we can do nothing, but we also know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us this morning. We acknowledge that Jesus Christ has all authority in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. Amen.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. And Father, we give you the praise for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord, as we decree and declare that all of the earth is filled with your glory. Father God, your power dwells in the thickness, in the darkness. And we thank you, God, that even in the dark places, your power is there. Even in the alleys, God, your power is there. Lord, even in the crevices of the earth, your power is there. And we're able to call forth the manifestation of your glory in the midst of darkness. We call forth your glory, God, in the jail cells. We call forth your glory in the operating room. We call forth your glory in the drug house. We call forth your glory on the horse stroll. We call forth your glory, Abashandalabaseta. Oh, God, on the highways and the byways, Lord God. We call forth your glory in Libya, where they have enslaved millions, Lord God. We decree and declare that your glory shall be manifested in the midst of what the enemy has designed to do, because no weapon that is formed against your people can prosper. Every tongue that's risen in judgment is already condemned. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of Osheta of strongholds, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we pull down. Trafficking of children and drugs that has exalted itself against your knowledge. We pull down, Lord God, the abductions and the kidnapping. We pull down, Lord God, police brutality. We pull down, Lord God, racial hatred and tensions that's loose in there. We pull down the spirit of terrorism, the spirit of assassination. We pull down, Lord God, corruption in government. We pull down divorce. We pull down, Lord God, infidelity. We pull down, Lord God, separation in families. We pull down corruption in the penal system and the educational system. And God, we release your angels to war on behalf of your people as you promised to relieve the oppressed. You said we shall be free from oppression, and we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord, for the light that shineth in darkness. We bless every family on this call. And every household that's represented, we bless our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And God, we speak strength to them. We cover them with your blood, Oroboshita, and the first family, Lord God, everyone, even the children. We speak divine protection over every family member, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand in agreement for your glory that shall be manifested at Prophecology. We stand in agreement for every need to be met and every bill to be paid. We stand in agreement for the spirit of giving that shall rest upon your people even now. We stand in agreement, God, for unity in the spirit. We stand in agreement that your glory shall be revealed even now in our lives. We agree for expansion and elevation and promotion. We agree, Lord Obosheta, for the manifestation of new housing, new cars. Lord God, promotion does not come from the east or the west, but it comes from you. And we receive it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you.
Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, are you prepared to do the announcement?
Yes and yes.
All right, into your hands. Thank you.
Amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 o'clock on his same number, which is 515-604-9266, 515-604-9266. And then we have the Pop Life conference call at noon, where the prophets will be discussing prophecology that's approaching soon. Question and answers will happen then. Then we have the 8 o'clock conference call with Prophet Joshua Jordan, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah's firstborn male son, who's very powerful in teaching the people of God. Then you can join us right back here again, 12 midnight, for the Midnight Cry call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and a company of prophets. If this call has been a blessing to you like it has been for me, you can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And text the word GIVE. Now, if you're in a tri-state area in New York, you can visit Zoe Ministries tonight. They have their Bible study and leadership at 6 p.m. at 310 Riverside Drive. That's at 103rd Street in Manhattan between West End and Riverside Drive. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastorjordan.com. That's www.pastorjordan.com for all prayer requests. Now, Prophecology, it will be February 23rd to the 26th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. Registration is closed, but you can still come and join the festivities for $2,500. You have access to the workshops. You cover your own hotel and food. And we have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Prophet is Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen, amen. Just a little clarity. Book of the Month 4 is on the way. You can set up your Book of the Month for pledge in preparation for Prophecology in July. With that Book of the Month, your hotel and food accommodations will be covered, as well as receiving a book every month authored by our very own Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, and these writings are not available in the stores, amen, only for those who are members of the Book of the Month Club, amen. Now, I want to also emphasize that seek this opportunity, seize the moment to lay a gift upon the altar of the Lord, amen, for your prayer faith and for stamping and sealing your prayer. Amen. Lay a gift upon the altar, a gift of faith to say, God, I believe you. God, I trust you. God, I thank you for the manifestation of my miracle. Sow your seed at 646-762-0433. Amen. And lastly, if you are seeking to have a better understanding of the prophetic, if you believe that you have a prophetic gifting that needs to be developed and refined, you need to be up under the covering of a master prophet. Don't be an outhouse prophet. Outhouse have a stench to them. Amen. You need to be covered. You need to be trained. You need to be skilled with understanding of the prophetic office and to confirm whether or not you are in fact called to be a prophet. Amen. Join the Poem Seekers call at 641-715-6004. 3631. Tuesday and Friday nights at 9 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. The passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. Amen. Thank you all for being on the call. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. Company of Prophets, you never cease to amaze me. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Pastor loves you all. Archbishop loves you all and appreciates your faithfulness and your stand. Amen. And Prophet Stephen Brown, thank you so much, man of God, for being a stand for the men of God. It was just a confirmation and an encouragement to my heart that God is sending the men. Amen. The men will be coming forth, amen, and leading on the prayer call. And I'm trusting and standing in faith for that. And you were a reminder of that on tonight. Thank you, sir. Amen. And join us again at midnight for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady and wife of our Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, the most trusted name in prophecy. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.